Blog Talk Radio.
Good for you. It's part of the Mediterranean diet. That's why all these guys never get hangovers.
before you start drinking. Also, drink water in between your drinking, and you shouldn't have the alcohol will coat your stomach in. And also, don't drink on an empty stomach. That's asking for trouble. And learn to sip, not swill. That's the important thing. You know, we used to do this when we were teenagers and in college, just swilling the night away. But learn to sip and savor the smells of if it's a nice wine or if you're into beer. I'm not into beer. I'm allergic to it. But that's something that all connoisseurs of fine living have learned, that you don't swill your way and end up vomiting in the toilet or upchucking, as the Canadians say. So start doing that. And also, again, don't drink on an empty stomach. Don't drink and drive. Since we're on the emphasis on controlling people's lives, this may have not received a lot of the media attention that it needs to see. And people need to be aware of this, that in Alameda, California, which is across the bay from San Francisco, the former U.S. Navy Air Station, also where young sailor Stephen Neri was posted, the city fathers, let's put it that way, have decided to pass the toughest anti-smoking law in the country, in which you can't smoke anywhere, even at the beach. It's one thing to be in a restaurant and just puffing away on a foul cigar or pipe, or it's kind of funny. In California, in some places like San Francisco and Berkeley, you can snort coke, you can smoke pot, but you can't smoke a Lucky Strike or any other cigarette. Even the organic type of cigarettes, I forgot the name, I haven't done that in a long time. But they're proposing in year 2013, the city of Alameda will ban smoking even in your house, apartment, or condo. So a person's house, condo, apartment is no longer their castle, because the Nazi eco-fanatics have decided that you can't even smoke in your own little space. It's one thing to be blown smoke in a public place and what they call secondhand smoke in a restaurant. I can see that. But you should be allowed to smoke at the beach or to smoke in your own house if that's what you want to do, or even in your car. I mean, where is this going to stop? It's the Stasi mentality. It's interesting that in Germany today, the reunited Germany, when East Germany collapsed, the Stasi, which was their secret police, they were so thorough that they even had filters at the end of toilets to catch what you flushed down the toilet to see if you were involved in stealing state secrets. That's how paranoid these people were. Are we going to see this here, what I call the Stasi mentality that we increasingly see in places like Alameda, San Francisco, and in other cities where there are these neurotic Nazis who feel they have to control everybody's life and every aspect of it? So it's time for people to say, I've had enough. And have you had enough? That's another question that should be the political war cry in this election coming up. You know, we've had it. And it's time for you to back off, back away, and stay away. These people who want to control every aspect of our lives. You know, and it's just sad that the media, both alternative and corporate, don't publicize this growing in a lockstep movement toward a Stasi state. Among the other things we'll be bringing up in 2012 is practical tips how to protect yourself, especially if you have children in the schools. There are more and more scandals where these homosexuals and even lesbians are spying on grammar school and high school kids in their showers and in their locker rooms, and then putting this filth and pollution on the web and polluting the web with their video voyeurism. And we have documented the sites and all of that. Also, there will be we have been investigating the aftermath of the abolition of Don't Ask, Don't Tell, and they're seeing there is a growing spate of this homosexual rape glorification filth. It's growing all over the media. We warned the feds about this several years ago when we investigated the Stephen Airey case and the people who were prosecuting him illegally. And also, those of you who remember the Yale Wolfenproof brawl in New Year's Eve a few years ago during the Gavin Newsom administration. So these are we will be talking about why San Francisco was not able to prosecute the young Marines who were involved. They were here on leave, and they got into a brawl with these whiffenproof Yale students who themselves had been drinking even before they arrived in San Francisco. I don't know how many were over 21. But these things have been going on, and we will be publicizing it and documenting everything. So we're going to this is going to be a short one today because I'm tired and got a lot of other things to do. I think we'll just run this little thing about, we always forget about the Native American Indians, and surprisingly Woodrow Wilson made these statements on American Indians. It's not something that's very well known or publicized, so I'll play this audio clip that we did earlier in the week.
History of the white man's dealings with the Indians, and many parts of the record are stained with the greed and avarice of those who have thought only of their own profit. But it is also true that the purposes and motives of this great government and of our nation as a whole toward the red men have been wise, just, and beneficent. The remarkable progress of our Indian brothers toward civilization is proof of it, and open to all to see. During the past half century, you have seen the schoolhouse take the place of the military post on your reservation. The administration of Indian affairs has been transferred from the military to the civil arm of the government. The education and industrial training the government has given you has enabled thousands of Indian men and women to take their places in civilization alongside their white neighbors. Thousands are living in substantial farmhouses on their own separate allotments of land. Hundreds of others have won places of prominence in the profession, and some have worked their way into the halls of Congress and into places of responsibility in our state and national government. 30,000 Indian children are enrolled in government, state, and mission schools. The great white father now calls you his brothers, not his children. Because you have shown in your education and in your settled ways of life sound, manly, worthy qualities of sound character.
Well, on January 2nd, which will be Monday, we will feature January 1st is J. Edgar Hoover's birthday. And I don't think this came up in the Clint Eastwood film, but an interesting taste in music because whenever they did a film on the FBI, he oversaw it very carefully because he was cultivating an image. So we'll end now with our favorite theme, and again, I wish the candidates for presidential nomination maybe should sit down and play a game of poker.
Finished. Now, I am here to tell you this.
What do you say, Ben? Want a hand?
No, you guys go ahead. I got too much on my mind to play poker.
King bets.
Cost you five. Tony, up to you.
Okay, Tony, what are you going to do?
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Me too.
Well, a lot of them are in. Let's see who's going to be out. So we'll be back Monday in the new year, January 2nd. We'll do a full half hour. This is Peter Paul Brazola. Happy New Year. Drink carefully. Don't drink on an empty stomach. And stay sober. And don't drive. And don't use your cell phone. This is Peter Paul Brazola. Good night. Happy New Year.